It's understandable if you're confused about your weekend attire with temperatures swinging from freezing to balmy. But this weekend, the temps look to be in our favor as the forecast shows a sunny, warm weekend ahead.
I'm living for the weekend. I'm just living, yes I am.
So let's go, my friend. Let's head outside. It's cherry blossom season, and that means the Cherry Blossom Festival. Sakura Weekend is happening on Saturday and Sunday at Fairmont Park's Horticultural Center. Each day gets started at 10:30 a.m., and you can enjoy the beautiful blossoms until 4 p.m. As you may know, they don't last long, which the Japanese believe illustrates the ephemeral nature of all things. The free festival has a ticketed kickoff performance on Friday, and on Sunday, there's the Prettiest Pet in Pink Parade. We'll have all the info on our website, whyy.org/things to do. The annual Holi Festival, celebrated by billions of Hindus worldwide, is best known for the throwing of colored powder on its participants. On Saturday, the Philadelphia Zoo hosts the Festival of Colors.
Do me a favor, let's play Holi.
The festival includes food, dance, and music, and is said to symbolize the triumph of good over evil. Now that's something to celebrate. It starts at noon and is free with zoo admission. It's going to be such a nice weekend. Let's stay outside. Bartram's Garden welcomes the season with their annual Spring Fest on Saturday. This year's theme is the beauty of urban ecology. There will be meditation, drumming, and a workshop with the Academy of Natural Sciences. The free all-ages event starts at 10 a.m. The Clover Market begins its 14th season on Sunday. The curated outdoor market of vintage and handmade finds makes its first stop in Chestnut Hill, heading to three more locations on Sundays through October. You can find it this Sunday on Highland and Germantown Avenues. It goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's time to head inside, but for good reason. The Sixers are in the playoffs.
I'm excited about the playoffs. I feel good. You know, I feel good about myself and my team. So I just want to make sure that, you know, all of us, we get that healthy and, you know, we do what we got to do.
We know some of you are considering rooting for the Brooklyn Nets since Mikal Bridges is a two-time NCAA champ with Villanova. Sorry, we have to draw lines here. It's all about our MVP, Joel Embiid, so you're going to have to keep that under wraps, Nova fans. The Sixers open the playoffs at home on Saturday, and game time is 1 p.m. There are still tickets, so no excuses not to get out and root for the home team in person. Love soul music? I mean, really love it? Because if you do, you're already familiar with this voice.
Keep holding on to your thoughts of rejection.
That's Mint Condition lead singer Stokely Williams. The band is part of the Minneapolis sound that was put on the map by that purple guy. After two decades, Stokely has gone solo and he still sounds and looks amazing.
Today I woke up to breakfast in bed.
He's at the Event Center at Rivers Casino on Friday at 8 p.m. They're one of the most successful bands of all time. And when you're that good, you usually have a tribute band. Chicago has sold millions of records and been inducted into the Grammy and Rock and Roll Halls of Fame, so their tribute band has to be outstanding. And they are. Beginnings is at the Levoy Theater in South Jersey on Saturday night, playing the music of Chicago. The show starts at 8. We're ready to get our weekend started, so we're at the end of this week's edition of Things to Do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and we'll be back next Thursday to give you the weekend's best options. In the meantime, head to whyy.org/things to do for more information about new plays and exhibits opening this week and where you can find wine and daffodils together in Delaware. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.